Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to get in the huddle with Carl Duke, Brian Baldinger, and Jason Lockenforta.
Dalvin Cook is coming off of four 1,000-yard seasons. He's got 52 touchdowns in his career, and he's 27. So, Baldy, you know, you see this and you go, wait a minute, guy's not 34. He's 27. He's still really damn good. And it's got me wondering, okay, you said this a while back. If he goes to Miami, look out. They've got running. They got a running game. They've got all these weapons around Tua. But obviously, there are going to be some other potential suitors for a guy like Dalvin Cook. This is interesting, Baldy, because Cook is now, you know, you look at that class, right? Who came out of that class with all of those running backs? And they're all pretty damn good. I think it was Fournette,
McCaffrey, Kamara. Yeah. They all came out. Aaron Jones came out of that draft, fifth-round pick out of Texas, El Paso. He got hurt his senior year at El Paso, and so he fell in the draft. But, you know, Aaron Jones has over 60 touchdowns in the same amount of time. Like, I don't know if anybody's better. But, you know, Fournette's been hurt. You know, he's been to two teams. You know, Kamara got hurt last year and has missed some time. McCaffrey has missed parts of two full seasons. Dalvin has missed time, not a lot, but he's missed time. He's had surgeries. Like, these running backs get beat up. And then if you go, okay, we've got a salary cap. Our quarterbacks take up sometimes as much as a quarter of the salary cap. Our stars are going to get, you know, big chunks of it. And to pay Dalvin $12 million, not about Dalvin's ability. They can put up all the measurements, okay, you know, because I saw all this stuff about his backup and, you know, Alexander Mattison, who's a good player.
Yeah.
Not for one second do I believe Alexander Mattison is better than Dalvin Cook. I don't care how many metrics you want to put up. He's never carried the load the way Dalvin's carried the load. We'll see what happens when he gets that opportunity to do it. However, Dalvin can still play. It's just a question. I'm sure there was talk during the draft, Carl, because you want to move these guys, move before the draft. But, you know, there was talk about that. But none of these players, including Zeke, you know, and the other guys, you know, and including Saquon, none of these guys want to take a pay cut. You know, they all want maximum dollars because they know that their careers are in limbo at any point. So that's, I think, where Dalvin is at. He's like, okay, like, you know, I'm sure they negotiated without knowing all this stuff. I'm sure he negotiated with Minnesota about a pay cut, a haircut, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'll take my chance on the market. And, you know, Dalvin's, I was just in a restaurant the other day, Carl, here in South Florida. He's in the same restaurant with his brother. You know, I'll say this about Dalvin. In that class that I mentioned, he was my favorite back. Now, he went in the second round to Minnesota. But I've sat down in the film room with Dalvin. That man loves this game. He's going to bring in energy and passion every day to a team, to an offense. Like, you're going to want to be in a huddle with Dalvin Cook. If he comes to Miami and you're going up to Buffalo, you want him coming out of that tunnel in Buffalo with your team. I mean, he's just that type of player.
So yesterday, Dalvin Cook posted on Instagram. You know, it's all about Insta with these guys, right, Baldy? I mean, it's all about the Insta. So he posts a picture. He's obviously in a Viking uniform, but he's dancing. It looks like it's after the game. It looks like the Vikings have won and beat Miami. I don't remember where that picture comes from. But the insinuation was Hard Rock Stadium, Dolphins, right? This is like, hey, look at what I could do in this stadium. And so everybody was freaking out. You know, Tom Pelissero covers the league, and he does a great job. And he, like, put that out there, and people were, like, freaking out. But I'll say this. We talk about Purple Eight, right? Kirk Cousins. And you guys know, if you listen to this podcast, I was not a believer last year in the Vikings. They folded like a cheap suit when it came time to be, you know, in the moment. But how much pressure did he take off of Kirk Cousins, to your point about who's going to step into those shoes? Because you could hand the ball off to Dalvin. You could hit him on the quick hitter. And he was going to get you 6, 7, 8, 10 yards. And I just don't think people realize how much better he made Kirk Cousins, and wherever he lands, Baldy, how much better he's going to make that potential quarterback.
But he's also excellent in blitz pickup. I mean, he's just as tough as they come. Now, he's a Miami kid. Like, you know, believe me, I'm here in South Florida. It's a good place to be. There's a lot of juice inside that team right now, a lot. And Dalvin's only going to bring a little bit more. And that's not to say anything about Raheem Mostert or Jeffrey Wilson or Devon Achane, who they drafted. But I think Dalvin is one of those guys that could make everybody, including Tua, including the coach, make him better. And now, I'm not putting him here. There's a lot of things that have to happen. But we know that the owner, just by some of his actions in recent years, is hungry to win. He was at practice on Wednesday. Stephen Ross, he was out there watching everything. I'm sure that he has sat down, and if somebody wants to present, this is a guy, it could be a big ticket item, but he's going to make us better. Like, I mean, if you got to sign off from the owner, I don't think the owner's going to have any problem trying to figure out salary cap and writing that check.
Guys, it's In the Huddle. Ryan Baldinger, Carl Dukes with you. Jason Lockhart for a part of this podcast as well. Make sure you check us out on YouTube, www.youtube.com/@InTheHuddlePod, P-O-D. And you can check us out on YouTube, guys. We're there now as well. I want to ask you about running backs. Let's just stay right here in this realm for a second, Brian. Why are teams shifting to not pay these running backs? So we saw the Cowboys release Zeke. The Falcons draft a running back and people went crazy. So did the Lions. But are we in a realm right now, Baldy, where you draft a guy, he's there for 4 years, you don't pay him, and then you go draft another guy? Because a lot of teams seem like that's the cycle we're in right now, no matter how good these guys are, including a guy like Dalvin Cook, who arguably is worth the money, but the Vikings say, hey, we can't do this at that position.
Well, I think I remember being on a field in Dallas when Bill Parcells was the coach and Wilbert Montgomery was coaching the Lions running backs, I believe. And Detroit was playing Dallas.
The old and Eagles running back?
I was good friends with Wilbert.
Yeah, yeah.
And always have been. And Parcells sees him and he waves him over. And he just says to Wilbert, he goes, you know, they don't make them like you anymore. They don't make men. And this is not a knock. They don't make men that can just tote it 25 times a game. And just year in, year out, Emmitt Smith, you know, some of those guys, they're just not built like that anymore. And it's a passing game. And so, you know, you could go find James Robinson when he came to Jacksonville and he put up over 1,000 yards and he was a free agent signing. I mean, you could just find these guys that can, you can get them for 2 years or 3 years. We know the shelf life is not long. And so Saquon, you know, wants a big deal, but he's missed parts of two seasons, including one where it's a torn ACL. Breece Hall is on his way to winning Rookie of the Year. Played 7 games last year. Like, it's just a tough, tough game for any kind of running back to get longevity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.